things as your head comes crumbling down. Do you know? Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Otto Skorzeny, I'm going to continue with a view down a rabbit hole that the life of Otto Skorzeny, through his coming forward before his death and speaking about what happened after Germany was defeated and surrendered to the United States and England. He tells a story of how he was, Otto Skorzeny was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. And according to Otto Skorzeny, Adolf Hitler didn't commit suicide. He was shot in the head. The forensics using his teeth proved that it was not Adolf Hitler that was murdered or killed himself. Adolf Hitler flew to, I think it was Austria, from there to Argentina. But without Otto Skorzeny giving an account of what happened after World War II with Adolf Hitler being moved to Argentina, the German people would never allow, the SS would never allow or consent to Adolf Hitler taking his own life. That would not happen. He was too important to the psyche of Germany, and also he was too high. He was a, you might say, a very powerful individual in the occult. And the occult world, the German people, the SS, were not going to allow him to kill himself. They had a plan that was carried out. Skorzeny comes to the United States through Operation Paperclip. He was too valuable because he knew what had happened during the years that he was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. He was right there. He saw everything. Brilliant man. And he was brought into America and protected in Operation Paperclip. Now, like I had stated yesterday, eventually he becomes a lover with Eva Perón. And she gets cancer and she dies at the age of 33. I think it was a satanic, there was involvement satanically. I don't know how they gave her cancer, but the president of Argentina, these people, they do not like their wives having relationships or, well, you know what I'm saying, with anybody. Skorzeny, she, when she died, Eva, she, in her will, all that she had was to be given to Otto Skorzeny. But Otto Skorzeny was friends with a family known as the Scherfs out of Germany. And the Scherf family ended up with some of the Clinton family getting the inheritance from Otto Skorzeny. Now, Evita, during the Second World War, she received some of the wealth from the Jewish people that were murdered in Europe. And she held some of that wealth. Well, that wealth eventually would go to Otto Skorzeny, should have gone to him. But again, there was an accountant or a someone who handled Nikola Tesla's finances. His name was George Scherf Sr. And Sr. did everything for financially for Nikola Tesla. And George Scherf Sr. had a son, Jr., who would always play in Nikola Tesla's laboratories. And he was always into everything. And Nikola Tesla called this little young boy Curious George. This was George Scherf Jr. And these two, this father and son, would later be found out to be George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr. I should put it this way. They were German. Prescott Bush was not the father of George Sr. or George Jr., the presidents of the United States of America. There was a George Scherf Sr. from Germany who handled Nikola Tesla's financial matters. The little boy was Curious George, George H.W. Bush. So they were not born in America. George H.W. Bush was not Prescott Bush's son. This was made up. American history through Otto Skorzeny, we have a clear picture of what happened. Now, Otto Skorzeny and another individual murdered Nikola Tesla. They were the men, the last people to see Nikola. This was a hit. And there is, I'm going to begin with an article that is out of goldenageofgaia.com. There is a man by the name of Eric Berman, and he was interviewed by a Greg Szymanski, and how he discovered that his former girlfriend, Berman's girlfriend, was the daughter of ex-Nazi SS commando Otto Skorzeny. So Skorzeny's daughter was dating a Jewish man. And by chance, he met Skorzeny late in life. Berman met Skorzeny late in life, who had been living for years in the United States, working as a carpenter with a new identity supplied by the CIA, after World War II. This is documented. This is not conspiracy. This is archived. So, I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Life of Otto Skorzeny, we get to see the truth about what happened to Nikola Tesla, who was involved, and why he was murdered, and why Skorzeny lived. Going on with this article, I had done this program before years ago. It's pertinent to our time because through Otto Skorzeny, we get insight into who were the families, not just the nations, but the families that were the families that actually orchestrated World War I, World War II, orchestrated the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in, now what is it, 1917. We get an insight into the Rothschild family out of Europe, Solomon Rothschild, his grandson Adolf Hitler, and why Hitler wasn't, why he didn't commit murder, and the reason why he was allowed to live, and not only allowed to live, but basically ordered to live. By who? Not by Eisenhower, not by Truman, but by families in the United States and families in Europe. Solomon Rothschild's grandson is not going to be put on trial for war crimes. He is going to be allowed to live. The other reason is because of his position in the occult. His position as a, you could say, sorcerer or a priest, satanic priest. The Nazis, there were, through Operation Paperclip, there were 1,500 that were brought over through the CIA with their families. Robert Mueller was a child. His father, Heinrich, was one of the top four Hitler associates in the SS. Heinrich was allowed to live. He worked for the CIA after the CIA became a three-letter agency, 1947. Otto was allowed to be brought into America through the intelligence agencies. I'm trying to be as accurate as I can. And then Heinrich continued to do operations in, I believe it was in northern South America, the northern countries of South America, and Cuba. Otto eventually is in Argentina. There was a rat line, that's what they call it. Thousands, tens of thousands of German criminals were moved and hidden in South America and in South Africa with the help of the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, the Catholic Church, England, Italy, France, definitely Germany, Spain, America, Canada. These men were allowed to live. Latest estimates, according to Skorzeny, 50,000 German criminals, or probably German military that should have been prosecuted, you know, male and female, were able to be repatriated somewhere in the world. Now, this Eric Berman, he had a handle or a code name that he went under as Eric Orion. In 2006, in January, he did an interview on Republic Broadcasting Network. He stated that Skorzeny died on December 31st, 1999. His body was cremated. He said, I have a copy of his death certificate. Berman says, I saw his ashes. After the war, he helped George Bush found the CIA through Operation Paperclip and Odessa. So Skorzeny witnessed George Bush Sr. or George Scherf Jr. to found the CIA. And then George Scherf Jr., who we know him as President George H.W., senior president, the first Bush president. Berman recounted how Skorzeny was found not guilty at a Nuremberg trial. He was ushered into the CIA, some 50,000 plus SS Nazi war criminals, not just rocket scientists, were brought to America after the war. These individuals, plus their families, their children, their grandchildren, now great-grandchildren, are in this country. I'm only speaking of the United States. Skorzeny, about the age of 90 at the time that he was described by Berman, he was very focused, very lucid, still very mobile, still able to walk around, still very impressive, because he was about 6'4". Berman was about 5'8". And when asked why he thought Skorzeny entrusted this information to him, Berman responded, I was dating one of his daughters. He knew that I'm Jewish, first of all. I'm an honest guy, and he thought that I would really try to do something about this and bring some justice, yes, to these wanted Nazi war criminals, because they betrayed him. Again, Eva Perón's wealth was in, at that time, I forget the number, I know 10 to, I'll be conservative, I think it was 10 to 50 million. 10 to 50 million, I'll say 10 to 20. So he had a right to be upset. At the same time, he wanted the truth to come out. According to Berman, his whole goal was they had screwed him over, including George Bush Sr., out of large sums of money over the years. This was his one last way, you know, getting even with them. He did a biographical article about Nikola Tesla that appeared in the Tesla Tech Inc. magazine, Extraordinary Technology, Volume 4, Number 3, August-September 2006, written by Dustin Wallace. I'm just archiving this for you. He spoke of Tesla's childhood, some of the inventions in his last days, and the Yugoslav monarchy in exile was summoned to visit Tesla in the fall of 1942. So that's the end of his life. Now, I do have quite a bit of research on Tesla. Tesla is I talk about these dynasties, European dynasties, American dynasties. the Bush dynasty, the political career of the Bushes, the Kennedys, the Clintons. These dynasties politically are coming to an end. They're over. They're done. Donald Trump eradicated the Bush dynasty. Robert F. Kennedy's son, Robert Jr., his career politically is over. The Clintons, completely over. They'll never resurface. The Bushes never again will resurface. The Kennedys again. They're done. We're too late into the end of a 2,000-year period of time before Christ returns. The Rockefeller dynasty, the main men who had the ability to own a country, and they made a great attempt to own the world. They almost succeeded. The end of their momentum, their objectives ended in February 4th, 2022 by Russia and China. I have to rehearse this. This is important. This is the reality of what has shifted in the world. An age, the age of Aquarius, and a different occult period of time. And we moved into an occult period in the late 60s. The world shifted to a supernatural, there was a supernatural shift that took place in the 60s. You saw the, all of a sudden, a term, the New Age movement. And at the same time, a Jesus people movement. We are in a spiritual shift. And this shift is bringing about an empire that is steeped in witchcraft. An empire that is so powerful in witchcraft, it will affect the whole world. And the greatest sorcerers, magicians, soothsayers, astrologers, Wiccans, black witches, whatever you want to call the secret societies, they have matured. They've matured, and in an area or an empire, in a culture, America. Yes, occult in China, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam. Don't think Islam is not involved in the occult. No, no. The people, the Muslim people that are just the followers of Muhammad, they don't know the positions high up in Islam are in the occult. They are Freemasons. They are other secret societies involved with the Jesuits. And the Muslim people don't know this. They are being used. They are just soldiers. Expendable soldiers. Expendable jihadists. People who are willing to give their lives for a cause that is in witchcraft. But there's a society like Germany, all the witchcraft of Germany, the best of the Aryan witchcraft, jumped the ocean to a land that was fertile and ready to accept a form of witchcraft. Arianism, white supremacy, there are many names for it. It's a religion. It's here. It's alive. brought in by the CIA under the orders of certain families who ruled this country. The American people, Christ said, nothing is going to be hidden. Everything will be explained clearly so people can see. I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Going on with Scorzini and the importance of what happened in 1945, 6, 7, with these German people coming to this country. They brought with them a religion, the Thule Society, Aryan belief system, the belief that they were the master rulers of the world. Now, this, in a sense, is in the Bible. In the days of Noah had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And each of these three lineages, these peoples, exist to this day. And you can look at the world with these sons. Shem would be the religious group of people in the world, Judaism, Eastern religions, Buddhism, Hinduism. They would have a sensitivity to spiritual things. That would be the Jewish people. And later on, well, I'll just stay with that. Then you'd have the lineage of Ham. This was a noble family, a noble group of people. They were servants. A man by the name of Simon. He was dark-skinned. Christ carried the cross to where it would be placed. And what was being portrayed in the New Testament is that it was Ham, this group, that would help carry Christ's cross. They would be the people that would help humanity even more so than Shem in all the religion, the religious thinking, and Japheth. Japheth would be the individual light-skinned into Russia, into Europe, throughout the world. It would be Japheth that would be the individual that would be, responsible for the deaths of billions of people, billions from the time of Christ to the present, but especially in the present. And it would be the seed of Japheth that would become the powerful families in Europe, Russia, America. The Chinese dynasties, there was always a mystical element with the Chinese people, always into, this is why they used the dragon, as you might say, their national symbol, into spiritual things. But at the same time, Japheth would pick up the traits of Shem and Ham, along with the ability intellectually to create and understand technology. This is where technology came from. Nikola Tesla, from the tribe of Japheth. It's a fascinating study. I don't have time because I want to get back to Skorzeny. But Skorzeny, he opened the top of a valuable piece of history. Now, among the other number of highly significant revelations that Berman heard about Skorzeny, he said that Skorzeny personally suffocated Nikola Tesla on January 6, 1943, assisted by fellow Nazi Reinhard Gehlen. Tesla was 86. Tesla, if you want, to understand the technology we have today, microwave, all of it, anything having to do with electrons, at the molecular level, with radio, television, YouTube, Nikola Tesla. Tesla was very connected to the other dimension, to what's behind the invisible wall. He had a personality that was very receptive, like a receiver to demons. And these spirits were able to give him, because of his being open, you open a door, you don't know what's going to come in. You might have a truck come in, and you might have a brown recluse spider come in. You might have a bee or a wasp. When you open doors, you don't know what's coming in. And everything coming in through those doors in your soul, I'm referring to your soul, Nikola Tesla, he opened his soul, and whatever came in influenced him. He was not just naturally brilliant. Yes, he did have a natural brilliance to him. But when you start adding demonic activity, it takes his IQ up higher. And then with what the spirits would communicate to him, he understood through the power of the demonic. So what we have today, and he is responsible. This is the sole individual that will be responsible. You can say he is responsible for how Antichrist and the false prophet are going to use the most sophisticated technology mankind has ever known. More sophisticated than what they knew in Egypt, Greece, all the in with the Incas. I'm trying to find a note. I had a way to phrase it, if I could find it. He brought in infant technology. Now we have advanced technology. What he gave birth to, people after him used that technology and just were able to expand what Tesla didn't have time to do. He gave everybody the principles, but that was it. They developed it further. According to Skorzeny, he and Gelin tricked Tesla the previous day into revealing the full details of his most important discoveries. After the murder, they stole the contents of Tesla's safe, which were delivered to Hitler. Also, the U.S. military would have fully repatriated this treasure trove of innovation through Project Paperclip. So this goes into Russia, into German hands, and through Paperclip comes back into American hands. But at the same time that Tesla was doing his research, there was Curious George. George H.W. Or is that George H.W.? Is that Senior Bush? President Bush 1? I think it was. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Riders on the storm, Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Okay, so on January 6, 1943, Tesla died penniless. Good Friday, Orthodox Christmas Eve, he was found dead, in his bed, dressed in a solemn black suit, arms folded on his chest. They say that a great mind felt his death is coming. He put on the solemn black suit. No, he didn't. And then died. An incredible lie and mission, impossible even for a great mind as it was, Nikola Tesla. Now, going to George H.W. Bush, he's still young. He was born in Germany. He was not the son of Prescott Bush, born in the United States. This is where the great deception, But due to Otto Skorzeny, he had a reason to be upset. They killed Evita, his lover. She bequeathed all of her wealth to him. Scherf, or George H.W. Bush, robbed him, along with the Clintons, or slash Rockefellers. Now, Scherf, George H. Scherf, he was the advisor to Tesla about pending patent litigation, contracts, proposals, demonstrations, financial affairs. This is George H.W.'s father, German H. Scherf, from Germany. As any trusty associate would, Scherf stood beside Tesla through all ups and downs of his financial nightmares, sometimes arranging for extended credit at the Waldorf Astoria, where Tesla often resided, or by obtaining a cash advance toward research he had been contracted to perform. So what's happening is the Germans are watching Tesla carefully because of his advanced understanding of everything, taking what he knows. Curious George is always going through his lab, playing with things, wondering what Tesla was up to. The name that was given to George H.W. Bush, Curious George. That is where the Curious George dolls came from. Now you know that history. At the same time, not only was Skorzeny sending all this back to Germany, this technology is now known by the Germans. It could only be known if it was okayed by somebody in America, in intelligence, in the military. Well, let me jump ahead a little bit. It all leads back to, so Tesla is devastated when he finds out that he's penniless. He worked on these projects in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He was devastated when he received the news. Even though he was penniless, he continued with his new inventions. Now, the Rockefeller Connection Records. There we begin, where it begins, day after day. The Rockefeller Connection records show that 17 Battery Place is the Whitehall building and was owned by Frank Rockefeller, who with his brothers William and John D. also owned many other companies with offices located there. Morgan discovered that the tower would transmit free electricity and radio waves. This happened in Colorado Springs. He canceled the project and had the tower dismantled, then sold it for scrap. Morgan Rockefeller was not about to allow Americans to receive free electricity, television, and radio. The International Longshoremen Association had its world headquarters there, as well as a variety of oil, mining, and chemical companies. Now, in other research, everything that was happening with Tesla, orders were given by the Rockefellers. Do not let one word evaporate. Document everything. This family knew, because of the involvement in the occult, they knew the sponge. And this is what Tesla was. He was a sponge, able to receive all of this demonic insight. And they wanted to make sure this sponge was protected. And everything that this sponge absorbed, they wanted it documented, because they needed to rule a world. They were already in the process, but this would assist them. The digital world to come. This is Tesla technology. Nothing technical. Nothing happening in bio labs, research labs, with creating creatures, new creatures. They even created a new molecule that never existed before. This is the technology that Tesla, not just a brilliant man, people see him as just a brilliant man with the ability to see things that other people couldn't see. Einstein was just astounded by him. But the thing is this, in the occult world, when the occult family is working, or the children are inventing things, the occult family, they're very aware of it, and they make sure that whatever's coming in from the other dimension has to be archived, because this is Satan sending his children advanced technology for Satan's plan to destroy mankind. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps.
And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy.
Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And all the programs, the hosts that archive their programs are on 1360khnc.com. So I thought I would, even with these 2 hours, these two programs, yesterday and today, I still am basically scratching the surface, but before I end, I'm going to go on to this. So here we have a new player, the Rockefeller family. Through Union Sulphur Company, though Union Sulphur Company was run by its president, Hermann Frosch, a German chemist who patented extraction methods for sulfur and petroleum, Frosch also worked for John D. Rockefeller Standard Oil Company in New York, New Jersey, and Cleveland, Ohio, developing similar extraction methods. Frank Rockefeller, also an inventor, the investor in Buckeye Steel Castings in Columbus, Ohio. Buckeye manufactured automatic couplers and chassis for railroad cars owned by the Harrimans. The Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, eventually Samuel P. Bush, promoted from general manager to president of the company after producing gigantic profits. Bush, association with the Rockefellers and his subsequent position as director of the War Industries Board afforded him the opportunity to create contracts with Remington Arms during the war, courtesy of Percy Rockefeller, Nikola Tesla's trusted assistant, sometimes referred to as the accountant or secretary. George Scherf Sr. worked at Union Sulphur Company. He's a Nazi. Scherf had every right to earn a decent living in order to support his family. That was the American way. But a careful examination of Union Sulphur Company might reveal that someone was being deceived. Tesla and Scherf was at the root of this deception. Who was George Scherf? Who was George Scherf? Better yet, who was George H. Scherf Sr.? There exists no legitimate record of a George H. Scherf being born in the United States from the late 1800s through 1925. Yet, George Scherf was Nikola Tesla's accountant. Only one photograph in public circulation records records the face of George Scherf Sr. at an Association of Radio Engineers banquet in 1950. So here was the Nazi German, the financial accountant for Nikola Tesla. If he was born in Germany, could his birthplace shed some light in this mystery? Yes. If they exist, it has become apparent that individuals associated with the Nazi Party commonly have all or parts of their genealogy's records expunged. We will explore this further in the section of this article dealing with the Bush family tree. But I can't explore it today. I ran out of minutes. So we'll have to continue in the future because we need to know who took Nikola Tesla's patents. Could it be the familia, the one ruling family of the United States? Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360 KHNC. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.